Following the national average, Arkansas's unemployment rate rose 0.1% in August to 7.5%. State workforce officials said that it was the first rise in unemployment in Arkansas since March of this year. 1 year ago, the state jobless rate also stood at 7.5%. The U.S. numbers showed a small gain in unemployment, too, as the national average rose by 0.1% to 9.6% for the month. The state saw monthly job losses in education and health services, leisure and hospitality, and manufacturing. There was a notable increase in August in hiring among professional and business services. For more insight on these numbers, we turn to Billy Mountjoy, president of Employment Solutions, an employment service agency located in Bryant, Arkansas. He's on the front line of the battle to match prospects with employers. Billy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Let's talk about some things we're seeing in state unemployment. It rose for the first time since March of this year. We've been over 7% unemployment for about a year and a half, about 18 months in a row. Are there jobs available but going unfilled, or are there just not enough jobs to go around right now?
Well, there are definitely jobs out there. Since March, we picked up tremendously, but there are always, a need for more jobs at this time.
Now, of the available jobs that you're familiar with, what fields do they cover? And are you finding a big enough pool of those qualified workers for them?
Well, we work primarily medical, legal, clerical. Our strongest has been medical. And even though we can find people, it seems like we're always looking for good people. You know, it's always hard to find the good applicant.
What's the missing component, Billy? Why do you think that there aren't enough good applicants?
Well, you have some that are currently working that are afraid to change jobs. You have other. It's just that's the way it is. When you have jobs, you're looking for applicants. And when you don't have jobs, there are applicants abundantly.
You told me in a recent interview that you've seen a dramatic increase in year-to-date numbers versus 1 year ago. How big's that increase been, and what do you attribute it to?
Well, the increase has been really great for us. We were down 50%, so we've come up 50%. I think a lot of it had to do with confidence in the market. A lot of our smaller businesses just simply weren't doing anything, and people have they've started hiring. Houses have been selling. We've seen some building going on, so everything's picked up. So people are feeling more at ease and are going ahead and making those new hires that they need.
There's probably never a bad time to be hiring people, but is this the time of year or the current circumstances that we're seeing right now, is that necessarily a good time to be hiring?
I really think it is a good time. I know a lot of businesses have kind of held off, but there are quite a few really good applicants out there that are looking for a good job. And I think now's the time to go ahead and step out and make that new hire so you'll have everyone in place.
All right, well, we're coming into the last quarter of 2010. I'm not really sure what trends we should watch for, but what do you expect to see happen over the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, I think a lot is going to rely upon the elections because people are still very uptight. Every time we have an election year, people get nervous and they kind of stay where they're at. And depending upon how they feel after the election, I think if things are positive, there will be, I think we'll see things more back to normal how it was before the recession.
All right, Billy Mountjoy with Employment Solutions in Bryant, Arkansas. Thanks so much.
Oh, certainly.
One more note on the economy. It would appear that Arkansans feel the national economy is on the wrong track by about a 3-to-1 margin. A poll released by Stevens Media and the Arkansas News Bureau shows that 61% of respondents think the economy is heading in the wrong direction. Only 20% say the economy is headed in the right direction. Roughly 11% were unsure. The poll, conducted by Mason-Dixon Research of 625 likely Arkansas voters, also found that 50% think that President Obama's actions to stabilize or help the economy have actually hurt it. 30% say the president's efforts have had little effect, while 19% think it has helped improve the nation's economy.